Hey, this is Norm at Night. I'm having a little trouble here getting my switchboard to stay up. I hope you can hear me. If anybody's listening out there, why don't you Skype me and let me know if you can hear me. I seem to be having some kind of difficulty here. I sign in. It knows I'm here, but it just keeps going away. And I'm unhappy about that. It looks like I'm on the air, but for some reason I'm not keeping my switchboard here up on the screen. I'm not 100% sure why, but I'm going to try a couple of things, and we'll see what happens. Just give me a second here. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to try to open another window. This is really odd. But I've had a real interesting day at work. I'm talking. Thank you very much there, buddy from who knows where, coming to me over Skype. What I'd like to have a conversation about tonight is, because I've been having a lot of conversations over a long period of time, and I've been having conversations with a colleague at my new school over the last year and a half, and I'm telling you, I get a little fed up when I hear these people talk about how they're, they talk about how they're educators instead of teachers. And, I'm not an educator. And they want to make all this stuff up about being I just got some real bad news over the bad news, bad in the sense that I missed a night at the Zoo Bar. I really liked the Zoo Bar, and some buddies of mine were at the Zoo Bar on Saturday night, and I was with the wife and kids. Actually, my son came over. And my wife and my son and I, we went out to see a movie, the new Jamie Foxx movie. It was I think it was disturbing. And it seemed, I don't know what's going on. I'm really kind of fed up with this. I'm not able to... I'm not able to keep my switchboard up on the screen. Oh, I just got a nasty thing. People running around with educators. I mean, I just got a Skype in here that because people have degrees in education and don't want to admit they only have a teaching degree, they call themselves educators. Whereas someone who's in love with their subject, and I'm adding this now, simply considers themselves to be a teacher. And I don't know what's happening here. I'm gonna try it once more. Let me try it this way. And then Constantine, I'm not put the password in here. And the switchboard comes up. I got nobody on. It looks like I'm, oh, God. I had to just click that box. That doesn't make any sense. But anyway, nothing makes a whole lot of sense here. And but speaking about the Zubar, I got the chat room open now. There's nobody in it. But if you want to come there, speaking of the Zubar, 2 weeks ago I was down at the zoo and after a party at one of my old schools. Some people say, you know, I'm a St. Albans, would have been, could have been, was, I don't know. I do miss a place. I do miss a place a lot. But then I was there celebrating its birthday, and then I went down to the Zubar. And while I'm at the Zubar, well, I drank probably too much. I tend to do that. But anyway, just listen to this song for a minute, and I'll be right back. Anyway, I just thought I usually start the show with that, but because I couldn't get to the switchboard, I wasn't allowed, well, I couldn't play it because I couldn't get to the buttons. And, well, I like a lot of Bad Habits. But anyway, maybe I've been playing the song too long. But I've been doing a lot of reading and thinking over the past couple of days. And, you know, I'd really like to talk about the difference between a teacher and an educator. So what do you think out there? Why don't you call in with why don't you call in with your best experiences of your teachers? I know I sure had a lot of them, and I try to provide them for my students. Maybe I'm just a big softy and a goofy, but, you know, you try to do things that people remember, you know, and I don't know. I'm trying to get a tweet up that the show's on. Hopefully, there we go. The show's on. Yeah, there's the tweet. Maybe I can get a Facebook shot up, too. But I got five lines open, 347-945-6713. I'm going to try not to go wacky tonight, and we'll see what happens. You know, I don't think of myself as an educator. No, sir, I don't. I'm just a teacher. and just the teacher. You know, some people get all of, I just want to be just a teacher. That's what I do. I like doing it. I've never had a problem eating. I'm not a rich person by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm going to, you know, I am going to retire. Oh, God, somebody who knows me, first of all, I got to use the fade on the music, and you're really absolutely correct about that, but I got to get the more expensive mixer, and I just haven't got around to it yet. But a friend of mine told me, and it's, you know what, it's absolutely true, I'm just a big softy. I'm not in the room to fail people. I'm not in the room to do that. I'm in the room to learn. I'm in the room to learn. Now, there's a very interesting thing. Somebody just came in across my Skype saying to me, you can't get caught up in the theory and all that other crap, which leads me to a conversation I had this morning with a teacher. And, I mean, his contention was, you know, we do all this theory stuff and all these education majors, and you know what? We don't do it any better than we ever did. And we just might do it worse than we ever did. And that's really a sad state of affairs. But when you think about how when you go to school, when you're supposed to be a teacher, what happens is... still nobody in... actual chat room. But oh God, I got about 6 of them open. Maybe I need to get some of these closed. Uh-oh, another user has logged in using this account. You are disconnected. Okay, that makes sense. Wait a minute, I got some Skypes coming in here. Let's see who's what the latest Skype in. Of course it's worth. Half the fucking kids are on drugs. Actually, I think I'm not supposed to use that word. I don't know if half the kids are on drugs. And if they are, it's not a condemnation of what we do in those classrooms. It's a condemnation of the world that surrounds those classrooms. I don't know. I guess nobody feels the liberation of learning anymore. To take your tiny little world and when you see something from someone else's perspective and viewpoint, your world just gets bigger and bigger. Actually, I just had a correction over Skype. The conversation joiner said he wasn't talking about illegal drugs. He was talking about prescription drugs. And you know what? That's a real interesting idea because it just seems every other kid seems to be on Ritalin or some other kind of drug, and nobody ever learns to be who they are. Oh, God, I got Skypes coming in. My whole head is about to explode from all these different inputs, but I still don't have any callers. 347-945-6713. And while we're waiting, I really hate to do this, but I got a espresso machine that I have to tend to, and I'll be right back. So while I'm going to get my espresso, why don't you just listen to this tune called Irish Coffee, even though espresso's Italian. Well, I hope everybody got their coffee. I got mine. I tried to use the fade button. I'm not having a lot of good luck with it. Oh, I keep starting a chat instead of just opening one. Okay. I'm going to log that one off, and I still got nobody on the... It looks like I got a single chat room open. Nobody's in it, but we'll just leave it minimized. I put it out on tweet. Hey, Teach Paperless, if you're out there listening, why don't you give me a call? Why doesn't somebody give me a call? 347-945-6713. I mean, I got some Skypers coming in, and it's nice having a nice conversation with them, but, you know, I'm an old-fashioned guy, you know, and I guess I just like to have my conversations on the telephone. One person I'm looking for in the Blog Talk chat room is the guest with no name. That's my Louisiana buddy. I got some really good friends, actually, living down along the Gulf Coast. I got my friend Mark, who's a policeman in Birmingham, Alabama, actually a sheriff's deputy. And then I have my current colleague, supervisor, because I sure don't feel like he's my boss, which is, you know, really a good way to feel. I think I got a Skype coming in. Let me take a peek. Telephone is not old-fashioned. Try face-to-face. You know, the problem is, you know, you want to do face-to-face. That's really great if we can all get around a table at the Zoo Bar, around a table at Molly's in Orangeton, Virginia, which, by the way, we're having a meeting of the Socrates Club Thursday night, 7:30, just like always, at Molly's. I'm hoping maybe I can get down into D.C., see my D.C. friends, maybe have a Friday night. I haven't done that in a long time. And, you know, Brian Gaffney, he's Now, playing at Molly's, got him into Molly's so much. He's playing at Nanny's again, and who knows? God, wouldn't that be something if he was playing there this weekend? He also has played a couple of times out at a place in Crofton called, it's a chain. And it's actually a chain, but it's not a bad place. I've been there a couple of times. The Irish Channel. There's one in Crofton. I think there's one in D.C. I defer to my experts out there. I got a call coming in. Hold on.
Man, my old buddy.
Hey, Colt, go ahead. We got a problem.
I'm hearing myself feeding back.
Anyway. Talk to me, Colt. Something's wrong. I'm hearing me and not you.
All right, I'm gonna
hang up. You can call back. Are you there, Colt? All right. Hopefully he's going to try to call back. That's my regular buddy out there from the West Coast, the cartoonist for the Sacramento Bee. So back to teaching, back to education. Who do you want to for your kids? Do you want educators to teach your kids? You have major echo going on. Is the echo still going on there, Skype caller? I think I was getting feedback from the caller on the air, and I've turned them off. And so do I still have the echo? Let me know. 347-945-6713. That's the number. Sometimes you get, sometimes just funny things happen when people use Skype to come in, particularly when you're on Skype yourself. I'm really liking Skype. Wait a minute, I got a Skype chat line coming in. No, it was the call. That's what I thought. Thanks out there, Skyper. That was helpful. Maybe I should just bite the bullet and sign up for the Blog Talk Radio premium channel. I don't know. Maybe I've just come full circle with all this techno stuff. That's a real interesting thing. I just got a people don't care about their kids being educated at all. They just want the scores and admittance to the so-called good colleges. You know, it's interesting. A colleague of mine out where I'm teaching now, I have great respect for him. He said, it's all just a big game. You go to a good grammar school to get good grades, to go to a good high school to get better grades, to go to a good college to get a good job, and just be unhappy for your whole damn life. I've been a teacher my whole life. That's what I do. Not an educator. I'm a teacher. That's what I try to do all day. I don't do all the educator stuff. I don't do the role stuff. I don't do the grading stuff very well. I don't do the assessment stuff very well. I just share with people, and they share back with me. We treat each other like human beings. And if human beings treat each other as human beings, good things happen. And it is utterly amazing to me how much you learn by teaching. And so I'm really, actually, I just got a very nice thing sent in from a Skyper. He says, sounds like you've been a learner your whole life, and that's what makes the difference. You know what? I guess that's really true. You know, another friend of mine, colleague, still teaches at a school I left a few years ago. He said to me once, you know, all education is self-education, and all we do is teach people how to teach themselves. And, you know, maybe that's it. But this whole year, I just revolted against the whole AP curriculum. And who knows, maybe they'll fire me when nobody gets a 5 on the exam. Well, who knows? Or maybe I'm right. Maybe that, because you know what we're doing this year? And it's really kind of cool. We're reading the entire Federalist Papers. We're going to read all 85 of them. I know that there's actually about 12 of them that the curriculum calls for you to read. But we're going to read all 85. We're on number 5 right now. And I don't know. I guess we'll keep doing other stuff and we'll plow through the curriculum. And, oh, my Lord, I had a teacher just Skype me in. He says, AP is tyranny. And I know this person. He actually teaches an AP course. And so we all just submit to the tyranny. Why doesn't somebody write an AP common sense? You know, who's the Thomas Paine of the AP generation? You know, that was another thing we did in government. And people tell me that tyranny of the hurt little minorities that must be heard. What do you think of that out there? Are you one of those hurt little minorities? Why don't you call Norm, 347-945-6713, and give me a call, and we'll talk about the whole little thing. Because another really interesting thing, I in these conversations that this old English teacher and I have, he's actually like me, although he's heavier to the English side, I'm heavier to the history side, but we were just talking about American government, and he's talked about, well, how slavery has just been the dominating issue of American politics for 200 years. For 300 years. The Constitutional Convention, the gorilla in the room was slavery. They didn't know how to get rid of it. And it dominated the relationships between the states, the relationships between the national government. It was absolutely an incredible thing. And, you know, one of my Skyper friends actually gave me a biography of John Marshall. And I'm about three quarters of the way through it. I'm not going to pretend I read the whole thing, but just great stuff I learned about John Marshall that make everything about, I got the echo caller coming back, so we're going to try him again. Go ahead, Colt.
Hey,
it sounds better this time. I don't know what happened the last time.
Oh, I was trying to call off my laptop.
Oh, all right.
Let me get my microphone out here.
Okay.
All right, we're a little better now. So what topic are you on now? You were drifting.
Oh, we've been talking about teachers and educators. I'm talking about John Marshall now. We had some really interesting discussions in government class today about McCulloch versus Maryland and the court decisions that said the national government was superior to the states and that the state of Maryland couldn't tax a federal institution. Because, as Marshall said, the power to tax is the power to kill. And that the national government was the predominant government, and so the state couldn't do it. And I guess, let's see, that was 1803. So 58 years later, I guess they got the answer from the South. Yeah, they got the answer, what they thought of that decision.
Yeah. Well, I think, almost from the founding, Americans were not crazy about federal government. Going back to the Whiskey Revolt, that was fairly early into the birth of the country, and already
right,
fighting about that, you know.
I think you're going to get a kick out of this. I swear to God, don't everybody call at once, although I really wouldn't mind if you did. I was talking about slavery, and a Skyper just pointed out to me that I called slavery the gorilla in the room.
Oh, okay. Come on now. This isn't the Fox Channel.
Well, anyway.
You can't read into everything.
But anyway, in that, we talked about McCulloch versus Maryland, and that was a good one. And then we talked about, I never remember, somebody versus Ogden. We're going to talk about that some more on Friday. Then we'll talk about the Dartmouth College case. And that was a real interest. That's when corporations came into existence in America.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah, that's always good. But anyway, I got a question out there for my listening audience. You can Skype me or... Since you're the only caller, you can just hit me with the call. What is a bill of attainder? I may be mispronouncing it. ATTAINDRE. It's in the Constitution that we can't do it.
Here we go. A bill of attainder, also known as act or writ of attainder, is an act of the legislature declaring a person or group of persons guilty of some crime and punishing them without the benefit of a trial.
Right, exactly, and it's forbidden. So, in other words, the Congress can't pass a law making you guilty of a crime.
Exactly. Yeah, in fact, the word derives from English common law, and it means tainted or taintedness.
An example of an ex post facto law.
More or less. Let's see.
Also specifically forbidden in the Constitution. The king could have done more than it was also a writ of the parliament making you guilty of something. It wasn't just a writ from the king. Somebody just Skyped in that it was a writ from the king confiscating your property. They could do a lot worse. They could actually execute you.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking about we started talking about Wall Street, you know, and all the shenanigans those guys did. Mm-hmm. We can pass a law today to make that illegal, but you can't go back and prosecute them for it, nor can you as a class say they were scummy people and so they're guilty of a crime. That would be a bill of attainder.
Well, much of what they did was illegal or perhaps not a criminal offense, but they definitely can get fined. They can lose their license. They can be restricted from not trading anymore in certain types of equities or what have you. If we ever decide to go that route,
Wait. You can't forbid them to trade in anything. That's a bill of attainder. You can't confiscate. And actually
You have to be licensed to do these things. I can pull your driver's license for any reasons.
Yeah, but you can't make up a reason. You can't pass a law to say all Italians with blue eyes. All Italians with blue eyes have to surrender their driver's license.
Right, but in the case of what we're talking about, like the things that happened on Wall Street last year and the year before, much of what they did was illegal. We have not pursued it. And we have not pursued it because we don't want to take down it.
The conversation, hey, wait a minute, somebody's actually saying the conversation's gone stale.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. I am rather... Well, since we got a stale conversation, let's make meatballs. My mother used to put stale bread in the meatballs.
Oh, bread. Yeah, everybody did that.
Right. Especially when you were getting a lot of company.
Yeah, and if you had stale bread, my mother would make dressing.
Right, exactly. But anyway, hey, everybody out there. Anybody in my government class listen, and you can chime in. Well, anyway, the bill of attainder.
Well, here's one. Let's see. This is called the Great Act of Attainder. This is from Ireland.
Uh-huh.
Remember James II when he was driven out of England? Well, he decided that he would go back to Ireland and reclaim his throne. And the Parliament of Ireland put out a list of names, 3,000 people, who were to report for sentencing. These were his supporters in Ireland. So they were accused of treason before the guy even got there. So this is the example, okay?
I just got a phone call. I just got a Skype, actually. I'm finding it amusing. Telling me to, you know, all you greasy wops ever do is talk about meatballs. But that's all right. I was just kidding.
Well, let me tell you. All right, one of the most prized.
But that's a real interesting one. Hey, my blog mate is out there. Why don't repeat? Typical way of dealing with Ireland comes a response. The bill of attainder.
Oh yeah.
Somehow then we got on to habeas corpus. And I sort of traced a Republican anticipate a habeas corpus starting with Abraham Lincoln, who suspended it during the Civil War. That
right,
is impeachable.
Exactly.
That is an impeachable offense in my book. George Bush did the same thing. It's habeas corpus.
Yeah.
Habeas corpus. That's why they have to send all these guys to Guantanamo. Then the question becomes: is that U.S. territory?
Yeah. Well,
technically, it's not.
Toward the end of World War II, well, actually, right in the middle of World War II, Churchill wanted to execute all of the Nazi leadership just by a summary execution, no trial, no nothing.
Right.
And the U.S. and the Russians had to, dissuade him from that and say that we must have trials.
Winston Churchill was a bastard. He's not a hero. He's not a hero. He presided over the dissolution of the British Empire.
Right. I mean, in his early career...
Churchill's unnecessary war.
Right. There were other things he advocated, too.
Oh, here's another good one. No habeas corpus needed by the English. In their eyes, all Irish were guilty.
Oh,
jeez.
Okay. There's some truth
Stop
to that.
Your, oh, interesting point. Another Skyper. God, I got a lot of Skypers tonight. Skyper says the Russians wanted the Germans for slave labor, not for executions.
Oh, well, they got some of that. Well, actually, that.
Hey, why does it somebody else
call slave state for decades? No.
347-945-6713. Hey, you know what? I'm a little tired of hearing. Oh, never mind. People will go off. Anybody who doesn't think there was industrial slavery in this country never worked on a plant.
Yeah. Except that we got to go home.
Right. Yeah, you got to go home. You didn't have enough money to pay for it.
Then you
at least the slaves got taken care of. Oh, that's an interesting question. Another guy pointed out that the Russians got plenty of nuclear physicists from the Germans. Is that true? I thought they all came here.
Oh, there were enough around. I mean, they didn't get as much as we did, but they did get quite a few.
Well, we got the rocket guys. They were physicists.
Yeah, the rocket technology was actually more important. The thing was, and there's some fair evidence of it, that the Germans did have a small version of a nuclear device, and that they did actually test it. And unfortunately, they did it just like we did. They had people standing around to test the effects. Of course, they didn't use GIs. They used, POWs and Jewish prisoners. So there is evidence that had they had another year or so, they could have developed some sort of a nuclear device. Which would have been really bad, obviously, for England and the Soviets, too, I think. Because they obviously had capacity to launch missiles. The V-2 missiles were, they could have developed something of that sort. So.
Somebody says, tell that guy they had a small version of Stalingrad, too.
I don't quite get that. What is he talking about?
In other words, they had, they could have all Stalingrad was the disaster for them.
Right,
and then
right.
Cursed right after it.
Yeah.
Now, is Cursed still the biggest...
I still don't get his point, but whatever.
Well, I want. I'm going out to the Skypers because I recognize a lot of these people. Is Kursk still the biggest tank battle that was ever fought, or were those battles in Desert Storm bigger? Were there more tanks involved? I know one of these Skypers will know the. I feel like I'm phoning a friend here on. Whatchamajigger on Want to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah.
You know, I was at what's that store? They have the race cars with the bullseye. Oh, Target. I was at Target tonight, and I almost bought a computer game called Panzer.
Oh, really?
You get to command the German tank forces on the Eastern Front.
You never played any of those games?
Oh, I played all those Avalon Hill games.
Yeah, some of them are, the old Allied General,
I'm supposed to inform my caller that his point was Germany was reeling and never wouldn't have got a nuke off to begin with, even if they had lasted another 6 months.
Well, these tests happened long before that battle, and the V-2 was already operational. Now, I'm not saying we're talking an effective weapon similar to the ballistic missiles we have, but it was it was perfectly possible to create a warhead, fit it to a V-2 rocket, and send it to London. That
and hope it exploded.
Was,
And hope
yeah, well,
it
exactly.
explodes.
And
well,
if it doesn't,
but,
you've got the equivalent of a dirty bomb, right?
And don't forget Dresden.
Yeah,
and it was
well,
all
at that time, everybody was so pleased with their firepower.
Oh, wait a minute. Command. The operational V-2 did squat, according to one of my Skypers. Never worked. Never hit the targets.
Well, then what the hell was dropping all over London?
Well, first of all, there weren't all that many of them.
Yeah, well,
Half of them didn't explode. I mean, it was more psychological than actual.
Yeah, exactly.
But
so
anyway...
So
London
would
have disappeared. Who cares? Chucky or La? Oh,
London,
you're right.
I'm sorry,
Skyper. I added that it didn't work, and that and it did not make a difference. We both said that. The V-2 was... Now, those Saturns and Atlases that he designed after he got over here, now we're starting to talk big deals.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, come on, somebody else join me. 347-945-6713. Oh, my God, what did I just do? Somehow, there's my switchboard back. No, it was really acted strange tonight. They do different things with, I'm trying to connect to Facebook, see if I can get somebody to come on over here. What email do I use for Facebook? At Verizon.net, the password that I got is...
Earlier you were talking about the difference between a teacher and an educator. And,
yeah, that's actually what the main topic.
Right. I, tend to think, isn't that more of a semantic argument?
No, I don't think it's semantic at all. It is not semantic at all. Educators are full of poop. Educators are full of poop.
Oh.
And I will not give it up.
And And the teacher is the human, the inspiration, the model.
Absolutely. A teacher knows something. Educators, like, take role and manage classes and write report cards and make proper multiple choice tests.
Mm-hmm.
That's all poop.
Yeah, I've got one thing I'd like to throw out for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Especially given the use of the internet and the way education is these days, utilizing computers, audiovisual sources, what have you. Do you think that students today need to know things? That is, the information you provide them, they need to know it, which would include memorizing and using critical analysis. Or do just have to have access to information? So in other words, well, for example, think of how deficient many people are in English and writing skills.
Okay, just hold on one second. Educators long to be promoted to administration so they could get away from the kids.
Isn't it usually the very worst teachers become the administrators?
I don't know. I mean, that's the standard joke. I don't know if it's true or it's not true, but
it always seems to go that way. But
it seems like
salespeople in the field, and
they seem to
managers.
Hey, the lightweight seem to float to the top. But, the other side, it's like me. I can't be bothered with all this stuff you have to do. It just makes it's not what I go to school for. I want to be there with those 14 kids, and I want to be talking about Federalist Number 5. That's what's important to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're there to do. Not, take this test or prepare for this PSAT or write this essay to that college. Let's just talk about Federalist Number 5.
Right. So I think you've answered my question in that you want them to know and understand how that law was formed, what the ramifications are.
Now, I set
have
myself
to know the subject. In other words, just know it.
Yes.
Rather than what I did, which was go to Google and find the active attainder, right?
I have no problem with them going to Google, finding what a writ of attainder is, and then applying that to what we're talking about, like knowing that
that's what
the English did to the Irish. And then understanding why in the Constitution they specifically say you can't do that in America.
Exactly. So what you're saying in this, and this may relate to your definition of a teacher versus an educator. A teacher insists that you understand that you can use the information you have, whereas an educator doesn't care. An educator
gives you access,
and that's it. Yeah.
You don't insist that someone understand. You don't insist that someone understand. What you do is help someone to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's this kid. I just love him. But he's a right-wing wacko, and he comes into the class, and he's smart, and he just goes, he went on and on about Guantanamo Bay today. And Google has made the memorization of stuff unnecessary. I tried to write an exam. And I think I did a good job. that having access to Google, and it was a multiple choice exam, mm-hmm. that having access to Google did not help you to answer the questions. Because you, if you didn't know anything, you would have had to Google so much that it was really cool. And then another thing, you know, well, there's all these, like, groups of teachers, and this teacher sent in a thing about, one of the questions from the AP exam, and people don't know how to take multiple choice exams. And I don't mean like there's a trick to it or not, but she was claiming there were some, they were a little fuzzy. She was claiming that the answer was E. Okay? Which was all of the above are false. The very first one was under the Articles of Confederation, each state had one vote. It's in the articles in black and white in Article 5. It's written there. Well, once you find one that's true, that you absolutely know is true, when you're looking for false, the all of the above are false is out of the picture. Now you're down to three. It's time to take a guess, even if you don't know, because the odds are with you.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've had this conversation. We got about 3 minutes left, so I'm not expecting any more callers, but I got some people on Skype, and I hope you stay with us. Actually, interesting point. Finding, and that's what we've been talking about, finding the act of attainder doesn't mean you understand it. Absolutely correct. And so what we talked about in class today, actually an act of attainder would be like saying all black people, we've repealed the 13th Amendment and all black people are slaves again. That would be an act of attainder.
Yeah, I can see that.
Surrender your property. I guess that's kind of what the English did in Ireland when they enclosed it, right? I got some Skypers out there that know way more about that than I would. So, anyway. And actually, during the famine, the Irish were producing more food than Ireland had ever produced. The people who were producing it just didn't get to eat it.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Wow. But anyway, we got 1 minute left. Last statements here, folks. Wind it up for us, Colt.
Well,
what's going on in the world? What do you think of Balloon Boy?
Balloon. Oh, good God. You know. While that was going on, our local station managed to find an expert out at one of the airports. And the first thing he said, if there's a 6-year-old boy weighing 40 pounds, you would need a balloon 10 times that size to get him airborne. And then he wouldn't stay airborne more than an hour, and it wouldn't go any higher than 100 feet. So they were like these things that were known. If you knew anything about aeronautics, and then the part of it was not there. That was the other part. So,
who cares?
Just remember, this thing was made of mylar. I mean, it was the stuff that, you know, that you buy.
The little
balloons
kid,
the little kid was hiding in the attic.
Well, no, I mean, the whole thing. I could care what, you know, when I was a kid over there on Kermit Avenue, We used to tie helium balloons to 5- and 10-cent stored turtles and let them float away.
Oh, good God. No,
that's a really horrible thing, isn't it?
No.
That's a really horrible. Well, it's better than blowing them up with firecrackers. I never could do that.
You know, we had We had a guy here who, 19 years old, and he killed a cat with fireworks of some sort.
Hey, everybody, we've got 10 seconds left. We'll see you next week, and we're going to continue after the bell here. Go ahead.
But anyway, so he killed this cat. He had taped it up with duct tape, and he put it under a construction cone, and he threw it in and killed the cat and all the rest of it.
Oh.
Enough witnesses saw it to where they were able to arrest him and all that. That guy got 6 years for that.
Really? God, what's his name? How much time did Michael Vick get killing the dog?
I don't know, but you don't mess with animals around.
It wasn't 6 years.
You don't mess with animals around here, I'll tell you that. Well,
How about those Buffalo Bills?
Oh, geez.
You watch
the
game Sunday?
You know what I said on my... Are we talking about the 3-6 game? I mean...
No, we're talking about the one they won on Sunday.
Oh, the one? Yes. All right, because I wrote some rather nasty things, not this week, but the week before. And I said that from now on, they should pay me to watch the game. All right?
Oh, yes. There were great things in the Buffalo papers. There were people begging Wilson to sell the team and get it out of town.
Yeah, well, we've been through this a few times before, But
did you see what they did? Is it Trent Edwards? Is that his name, the quarterback?
Well, I know he had the concussion and.
Did you see the play? What they did to him?
Oh, I didn't see that.
The last thing came over Skype is we should pass a bill of attainder for the whole damn family of the balloon boy. Put them all in jail, even if they had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, this is the whole thing. You've put all of these emergency response people out there. They risk their lives when they do these things.
Oh, they like risking.
You know,
I'm tired of hearing that. You know, they like risk in their lives. You know, why doesn't somebody talk about all the firemen that start buildings on fire so they can be heroes? I'm not making that up.
I don't think there are
New
very
York
many
City,
cases of that.
New York City's commissioner of police just went to jail. But anyway... That's all for Norm at Night tonight, because I'm getting a little excited here, and I was going to try to keep it level-headed. To all the Skypers out there, thanks so much for coming in. You kept the show real tonight. Colt, as always, we'll see you next week. And remember, if it's Tuesday, it's Norm at Night, and we're going out with a little American blues.
Hi, Norm.
Good night. Yeah, that's it for Norm. Next week is another week. I'm trying to turn my...